This is 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, August 31st, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, counteroffensive in Ukraine. Reports out of Ukraine are that the Ukrainian military has launched a counteroffensive near the key southern city of Kherson. This is a strategically important point that could be the gateway for Russia moving further west and taking the critical port, Black Sea port of Odessa. According to a senior advisor to Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukrainian forces had broken through Russian defensive lines at several points. Russia's Ministry of Defense, for its part, says that the Ukrainian counteroffensive has failed miserably. Now, Kyiv has been talking about a counteroffensive in the south for all summer. Kherson fell to Russian forces early in this war, which began at the end of February. Maybe, you know, I'm no military expert, but I have read Art of War by Sun Tzu. If you're going to do something, don't go public with what you're going to do before you do it. It does not help your cause. It gave Russia time to push further into the Donbass in the east, which forced Ukraine to redeploy forces they'd planned to use for the counteroffensive into the eastern part of the country. Anyway, according to media reports from both sides, the claims coming from Russia and Ukraine cannot be independently verified. Fog of war. The bottom line here is that it appears the war in Ukraine is going to continue for a long time, which is what globalists in the West want. They want to use this to bleed Russia and destabilize the Putin regime, despite the fact that thus far it doesn't seem to be working. Higher oil and gas prices, plus Russia's tighter integration, economic integration with India and China, and now inviting countries like Saudi Arabia into the BRICS collective, it's actually helping Russia's economic situation. The ruble is stronger now than it was before the war began at the end of February. As I said the other day, the European Union and NATO may find that rather than isolating Russia, they have isolated themselves and they're pinned against the Atlantic Ocean. Topic number 4, China. In North Dakota, residents of Grand Forks, North Dakota, may not have an opportunity after all to vote on whether to allow a China-based agribusiness to come to town. This is according to a ruling by North Dakota District Judge Donovan Fauti last Friday. He granted a summary judgment to city officials who want this plant built and rejected a suit brought by petitioners to put a citywide referendum on the ballot on this proposed 370-acre corn milling plant. The proposed buyer, Fufeng USA, which is an American subsidiary, again, city officials welcomed the ruling from the court. Now, media reports are putting opposition on local residents, but it's not just local Grand Forks residents who are wary of inviting the Chinese into their town. North Dakota's two senators, Kevin Cramer and John Hovind, both Republicans, have joined Senator Marco Rubio, who's the leading Republican on the Senate Intelligence Committee, in calling on the Committee on Foreign Investments in the United States to review this purchase because that 370 acres of North Dakota farmland is just 12 miles away from Grand Forks Air Force Base. So in a letter to the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, Senators Cramer and Hovind wrote, quote, that Fufeng operations could provide cover for the PRC, the People's Republic of China, surveillance or interference with the missions located at the Grand Forks Air Force Base, given Fufeng Group's reported ties to the Chinese Communist Party. Senator Cramer noted, and I quote, one thing Grand Forks County and the area are not, they are not in the heart of corn country. Can confirm. My grandparents farmed in and great-grandparents farmed in North Dakota for many, many years. It is wheat country. You do grow corn there, but not nearly as much as in, say, Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana. Anyway, Cramer continued, they're certainly on the fringe of it, but not in the heart of it. So I've always been a little bit suspicious of the value of the location to corn milling and also concerned about the value of the location to potential spying. Grand Forks Air Force Base houses sensitive drone technology connected to space and satellite operations. And if you've been watching this program for a while, you remember a couple of weeks ago, we noted that the FBI has been tracking Chinese purchases of land near American military installations all over the country and then inviting in high-tech companies, putting in installations that wouldn't seem to be useful in the middle of rural America. But could potentially be very useful for surveillance. Topic number 3, FedNow. The Federal Reserve Vice Chair Lael Brainard has given a timeline to the launch of FedNow, which is the platform the Federal Reserve Bank has been working on to enable nearly instant payment settlements here in the United States. Previously, we'd told you it was on track to launch in 2025. They're now saying it could go live between May and July of next year, 2023. Now, consumers, we probably don't realize that every time we swipe a debit card, it costs the merchant about 23 cents. FedNow platform, it is claimed, will cost only about a fifth of that transaction. Now, it's important to note what FedNow is not. It is not blockchain-based like Bitcoin, Ethereum, or other cryptocurrencies, and it is not a central bank digital currency or CBDC. The Fed is still working on that. It is, however, a way to try to make money transactions using debit cards and credit cards more competitive with cryptocurrencies by lowering the transaction cost and providing low-risk settlement around the clock. But here's the key thing. It would also provide the Federal Reserve Bank and its member banks and the federal government access to transactions, a record of every purchase made through the FedNow system, further eroding financial privacy. This is information that could be very, very useful to our would-be global overlords. And that's the point. Hashtag Great Reset. Topic number two, more boosters. Food and Drug Administration expected to approve a new COVID-19 booster shots this week, perhaps as early as today, before the new vaccines are tested on humans. This is according to a new report in the Wall Street Journal. The new boosters are similar to the COVID vaccines already available. And I use that term loosely, the mRNA serum. These have just been slightly modified to go after the most recent variants of the Omicron variant, or should say subvariants of the Omicron variant of SARS-2. But instead of waiting for data from testing in humans, the FDA will use data from trials in mice, as well as real-world evidence. FDA Commissioner Dr. Robert Califf saying that real-world evidence from the current mRNA COVID-19 vaccines, which have been administered to millions of individuals, show us that the vaccines are safe, end quote. That is, if you ignore the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting Service at the CDC website. Dr. Califf added that modifying existing vaccines to include protection against different strains of a virus is something that's done with influenza every year. Yeah, but the influenza vaccine is based on tried and true technology using attenuated live virus, not mRNA technology. Apples and oranges. According to Forbes, here's the important detail. According to Forbes, about 75% of the FDA's budget for approving drugs comes from the industry that it regulates. It comes from the pharmaceutical companies who have drugs that they need approved. This is like setting the fox to guard the hen house. You see, about 30 years ago, the FDA began charging industry fees to speed up drug approvals, and so it did. In 1988, only 4% of new drugs introduced into the global market were approved first by the FDA. By 1998, that rose to 66% after the funding structure changed. Pay to play. It appears that there is a correlation between the increase in industry funding the Food and Drug Administration and a decline in the agency's evidentiary standards for drug approvals. Coming up, inventing a better porta potty. That's next on 5 and 10.
Have you ever wanted to experience deep and glorious truths in God's Word, from Genesis to Revelation, as if you were actually there? Skywatch TV is proud to present the Glimpses of Glory giveaway. When you order Carl Gallup's groundbreaking book, Glimpses of Glory, and Rabbi Zev Porat's new book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and The Identity of Messiah, the book that Pat Boone himself personally shared with Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Benjamin Netanyahu. In this incredibly unique book, Glimpses of Glory, from longtime pastor, media personality, and internationally acclaimed best-selling author Carl Gallups, God's love for you will come alive as you walk directly into the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve encountered the great tempter. You'll be placed inside the ark, experiencing the horror of Noah's family as they heard the agonizing cries of their neighbors, struggling in vain to survive the deluge. And the anguish of our Savior will explode into intense reality as you witness his struggle with human emotion on the night he was betrayed. But that's just the beginning. In Glimpses of Glory, you will accompany Joseph and Mary on the arduous journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem's manger and beyond. Be present at the working of Jesus' miracles, his baptism, and labor during the wilderness temptation. Stand in shock at the foot of the cross. Linger at the deathbed of John the disciple and witness his entrance into final glory, and so much more. Also included in this amazing offer, Rabbi Zev Porat's shocking book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, which details his stunning supernatural conversion from a deeply Orthodox Jewish man to faith in Jesus Christ as Messiah as he faced literal demonic manifestations. Temptations of great wealth to denounce his faith in Yeshua. Yet through it all, he pressed on with a glowing zeal for the Word of God and the people of Israel. In this book, you will accompany Messianic Rabbi Porat as he shares striking biblical and archaeological discoveries along his path to Zion. Learn the foundational platform that's behind the spiritual warfare emanating from Israel since the earliest of humanity's existence, as Zev peels back the Chaldean mask and uncover the truth about Golgotha and the archaeological location of Jesus' birth in Bethlehem that has been overlooked by so many. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and The Identity of Messiah, where Pastor Carl Gallups tells the story of Israel's most venerated Orthodox rabbi, Yitzhak Kaduri, who claimed he met the true soon-coming Messiah and revealed his identity on a note to be locked away until his death. Months later, this note was read upon his death, revealing Jesus is Messiah, which ignited a global spiritual and political firestorm. That was just the beginning. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So take a personal journey with the Savior from Genesis to Revelation and unmask the evil spirits that oppose our faith. The Glimpses of Glory giveaway, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, we'll call it Game of Thrones. A Maryland-based startup company called Throne Labs thinks it has the answer to a lack of public restroom facilities in places like Washington, D.C. The answer? An app-based public restroom that only lets you in with a QR code. And the app tracks you if you've left a mess behind. The company says it's solving a real problem that's been made worse by the COVID-19 pandemic. Too few public restrooms, which tend to affect those without housing, young children, those with disabilities the most, in places like Washington, D.C., San Francisco, New York City, also made worse by rather liberal policies when it comes to non-citizens in the city. Anyway, users to use one of these newfangled porta-potties would have to download an app and scan a QR code to get in. Now, if you're in dire need of a facility, this is really not a process that you want to have to submit yourself to. But perhaps the most noteworthy innovation here is an Uber-style accountability system that asks users to provide feedback on the toilet's cleanliness, but that contributes then to a personal throne score as well. And the bathroom is smart enough to tell if you've been hogging the toilet thanks to built-in weight sensors in the toilets. In other words, your cleanliness score as a bathroom user will be tracked just like Uber drivers can rate passengers so that future drivers can know whether they want to pick you up. I mean, frankly, is this really the kind of disruption you want when you need to use a facility? And secondly, is this the kind of data you want to trust to a private company? It's not Game of Thrones, it's actually Shame of Thrones. I wish I'd thought of that, but that was actually in the article at futurism.com. Anyway, Skywatch TV, proud to announce our new division, Skywatch Films, which has been producing for some years now, the last 6 years, cutting-edge documentaries, some of them award-winning, like Inhuman, the next and final phase of man is here, and Silent Cry, the rather disturbing but important documentary about the trafficking of children for occult purposes. You can get instant access to these for as little as $3 in full HD. You find out more and take advantage of this information right now at skywatchfilms.com. Skywatchfilms.com. Skywatch TV's next tour of Israel, scheduled for March of 2023, the 19th through the 30th, to be precise. We're going to see some sites that have been have yielded some really exciting archaeological information lately. Joshua's Altar, Shiloh, but also from Mount Nebo. We'll be taking a look at the plainly visible hill that was the site of ancient Sodom and explaining why that was so important historically, but also prophetically. Joining us, our good friend Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, who will share some of his research on the actual historic locations of the crucifixion and the burial tomb of Jesus, not the ones on the typical tours. This will be a fascinating... Well, find out more about it. The itinerary is posted online, and you can reserve your spot if you are so led at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. Speaking of Zev Porat, his new book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, is now available. You can get a copy of that, but learn more about the book on this week's broadcast as Rabbi Zev talks about the spirit behind this, the evils that afflict the world to this day. The Chaldeans, of course, were the people who took over Babylon and set up the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar, destroyed the temple in 586 BC. Don't miss the weekly broadcast. You can find the schedule for the over-the-air programs at skywatchtv.com/channels. You can also watch it on your own schedule by adding the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV. If you've got one of those set-top boxes, or in the case of Roku, the stick now, the budget version, we'll broadcast whenever you like. Brings all of our video content right into your television. But we can also show up inside your tablet or smartphone if you've got our free mobile app, the Skywatch TV app, available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. Brings you all of our video content, important news updates 3 times a week, and a calendar of our upcoming events. And again, we've got apps for all of those platforms and links to the app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.